球什么的
Z
Yes, Zaid. What's a Zaid about?
How to interact with the world after you've had your enlightenment. Chop wood, carry water.
When you have your enlightenment, do you need anything to remember or act upon? And are there some rules and things like that?
According to Mevlana, yes.
According to Mevlana, as far as I could remember, he said, listen, this path is simple, extremely simple. Either you are blind or you are not. And there is nothing in between. That's the most important thing to remember. Why do we say that? It's clear that we are talking about beyond the logic. You will remember this. Logic is something that we studied in the first half of this book, and Rumi explained to us that this logic has a domain and it should remain there. If there is nothing else, this logic will take over, then we will be the animals extended to the new realm of existence, which is dream, imagination, and non-existence, absence. These are our field, which needs something beyond the logic. That something beyond the logic is here. And it's not lost really, because first of all, everybody will point at it. And everybody at least has the illusion of knowing about it. Right? Am I right or talking? Do you remember what I'm talking about? Beyond the logic. What is beyond the logic?
Love.
Okay. When you talk about love, you are either in love or not. But everybody has the illusion of knowing about love. And loving love. Isn't it? Have you ever seen someone who says, I don't know what love is? Or love is not good? Well, we could say that, because a lover feels good, period. So, Zaid, not even Zaid, no one could explain to you, and you don't need any explanation when you are in problems. That's a magical moment. We wish for that magical moment to happen. And we work towards it. We increase our chances. Not the chances of winning the lotto. Because winning the lotto is logical, isn't it? What's illogical about it? It's a logical thing, everybody is paying some dollar to be the winner of the lotto. That's not what we talk about. There are differences. And those differences are the most difficult one to understand. Because at the end of the day, Now, for the moment, we are trying to explain it logically. We are talking about exception, but we use the rule of the language and the meaning and all that. So, in the second part, Rumi said, listen, this beautiful stuff is here. This love we are talking about, according to Rumi, according to Hafez, according to whomever I approached, believe me, you in my entire life. All of them, they said, love is the essence of existence. It's here, everywhere. So how come that you were not in love? How come? Huh? Because you have a personal problem. Nobody's fault. Your personal problem is being in self-prison. You're imprisoned in the self. You volunteer to remain there. You know why? Because all of you inside you, look around you, all of you will admire, first of all, your merchant. We talked about it. And we told you that there are some tricks to let the parrot out of the cage. Parrots should die. We talked about it, right? So we said, listen, come out. Do not come out to win the lotto, because that's logical stuff. Logical stuff, you do something for something else, right? In love, you don't have something else. If there is something else, you're not in love. If you're in love, there is one thing for you, and only one thing, beloved, period. Approaching it, let me tell you a very illogical thing to do. Then you will understand what I'm talking about, inshallah. I will give you a very illogical thing to do. Imagine a fellow, me. One day, it's not a bad day. I have other things to do, and I could rest. But because that morning I started being crazy, doing illogical stuff, I dress up and I go and I find an uphill road, and I go up higher and higher and higher to the point that I have difficulty to breathe, I have to wait a little bit and things like that. Are you coming with me in this illogical stuff? This is what we're talking about. I enjoy it. Yeah. I wanted to walk uphill and I did it. And I enjoyed it. It was early spring and it was beautiful. Now where is that logic you were hanging on and my thing was illogical? I didn't do it to arrive somewhere. All the distance I went, I had to come back. We are talking about pleasure. We are talking about ecstasy. And this is in doing it, not arriving somewhere. The end, there is no end. End is everywhere. End is every moment. He said, listen, come out. Just for the sake of coming out, being free, not to get something, This is why there is no promises. Of course, when you're out, you have a better chance. Because the first thing you need is, you are a blind fellow. The first thing you need, someone who could see. Before that, you're using the cane, the logical stuff, remember? You need someone, anyone will do. Because you need to come out. Then, another story is that there is no in between the first, middle, and no. Spring in love or not? Period. Then he said, listen, for you, logically, improvement means gaining something more. So this is not the stuff. We are talking about losing something. Because a part of that logic, now in this field, is no good. Because that's what the cage is all about. Remember, that logic started with one thing, one simple thing. Me and outside. There's division, which was an illusion, but okay, it worked, right? Now we're talking about coming out of this me. What is out of this me? Let's say you are a cockroach. Yeah. Now, what is, if you want to come out, what is outside for you as a cockroach? Nothing. Cockroach is a cockroach. So logical existence is inside, because logical existence is the cage. Understanding me and the rest is the self. That's the cage. What is outside? For a human being, humanity. What is humanity? This talking, conversation. This is another space, isn't it? And in this, there is a we for me to come out to. Because this me is a part of that we. Really, don't you see it? That the major part of me, which is the point of your interest, and you should look at, you look at, you look at, you look at,